Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're live on Blog Talk, 515-605-9327. Okay. Be sure to hit 1 if you have a question or comment. All right. Our topic for this evening, you can speak on it. Chosen for the truth, but who will endure? What does that mean for you when it says chosen for the truth? 757, area code. 757, make sure we're not playing in the background. And after that, 760.
Shalom, Elder Bakar. Shalom, Elder Lawyer. Shalom, everyone listening.
Shalom, your name and location?
This is Brother Haran. I'm calling from the Virginia Body. I was calling.
Okay, hello.
Shalom, brother. This is a very profound topic for me, especially very special. I was calling to share some joyous news with the body. This is my 4th year as of January, and as of March 14th, on Sunday, I was baptized in the name of Ahayah Bahashim Yeshaya Wawawak, my wife and I. It's been such a blessed occasion, a true transformation for me, and I'm so grateful to be a part of God's chosen to make my way to the kingdom. And I just wanted to share that with this topic that we're on, and thank you to Deacon Solomon, Deacon Donald, and the rest of the deacons of the Virginia Body. I'm so grateful just to be in this moment. This transformation has been incredible. These past couple of days has been incredible. My skin feels different. My hair feels different. My feet different. It's just I don't even feel that old man anymore. I don't feel anything that I was anymore. I just feel a complete transformation. And Yada Ahaya, and I thank you, Elder Ricard. I stuck close to you for years and years, and I brought my mother, my father into the truth, my daughter. She was consecrated in the name of Yeshaya this weekend, and it was just a blessed occasion, brother. And I thank you, and I love you, brothers, man. I love the body, and I love Christ. And Shalom, brother.
Shalom, brother.
Shalom.
Man, that's pretty incredible. That's incredible. All right, one moment here. Let me do this. One second. Place you on hold. Da-da-da. All right, let's see. Okay. Okay, I think this is a little better. Yeah, this sounds a little better. I should have been switched it. All right. I think one second. All right. Can you hear it a little bit? All right. This is good. Okay. Okay, yeah. That's better. That's better. Okay. Yours good? Which one? Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Great. All right. Let's go down the line. Okay, 760 area code.
Hey, Shalom, Elvis.
Shalom.
Yeah, I had a fun fact and I had a question. The fun fact is that you guys know the owner of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, is an Israelite. That was my fun fact. And the question
Okay, you can't leave it there.
Oh, okay.
Right. I mean, what proof you have of that? What are you saying?
I looked him up. I Googled him, man. I was wondering what race he was, you know what I'm saying? And it said Cuban. I was like, wow. Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. There's some, you know, there's, he... You know there's but it's fine. He may be an Israelite, but you know there's white Cubans, right?
No, I didn't know that, Ed. I didn't even know that. I didn't.
Okay, well, it's fine. Hopefully, I hope he's baptized and hope he do what's right. Well, go on. I'm listening.
Okay, yeah, I was watching one of the old videos about Barack Obama that you made, and I was wondering, is he going to go broke? It was something that you guys were saying that said that the ships of the kingdom are coming to, for Barack Obama, who are the ships of the kingdom? Oh, no, that was a question I was asking. Well, I'll just give you the scripture. It was Daniel 11:30. And I guess it's like after
the
war is over. Yes, like why is Barack Obama going to go broke after the war is over?
Barack Obama going to go broke after the war is over?
Yeah, after the, I think it's like, okay, let me see. It said, this is scripture y'all said after. It said the time of...
Go ahead, read the scripture.
Okay, the time appointed, he shall return and come toward the south, but it shall not be as the former or as the latter, for the ships of kingdom shall come against him. Therefore, he shall be grieved and return and have indignation against the holy covenant. So shall he do, returning, have intelligence with them there. They forsake the holy covenant in his arms. Does this sound familiar? I kind of wrote it wrong a little bit, but.
Yeah, brother, no. That don't got nothing to do with him going broke.
Okay.
You done missed some lessons.
Yeah, I probably.
All right.
Yeah, I got
all
it.
All right, brother.
All right, y'all.
All right, shalom.
All right. Shalom.
All right. Down the line, you hit one. Let's see, 512 area code.
Shalom, elders.
Shalom, thank you for the milk.
Oh, you're welcome. Did you have any yet?
I have it in the refrigerator. Hey, Yurok. Where are the Yurok at? Let me go give me some. Yeah. Hey, Yurok, in that refrigerator out there, the other refrigerator out there, grab that raw milk for me in a glass. I said I was going to do it live on. I'm going to do it live.
Ask
right
him
here.
To shake it,
Bob. No, I'm going to shake it in front of you. I'm going to shake it right here on the camera for you. Right? I'm going to shake the milk up because I know it settles a little bit, you know? It's going to be good. So,
hope it's so sweet.
Sister, I really appreciate it. I mean, this is going to be the first time in probably about 20, 30 years that I've actually drank real milk.
Wow.
Okay.
I hope
so,
it's sweet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, Yurok, you ain't milking cows. Yeah, I need that thing. Yeah. I'm trying to show the brothers and sisters we're anticipating it, but Elder, you ain't getting lost on me, did you? Oh, I hear footsteps. You know the one outside. I got to send lawyer. You don't get lost. Lord have mercy. The one, yeah.
He might be on his way to Texas.
No, he's rummaging through the house. Come on. Got milk? No, I told him to bring me the whole thing. He's messing around with it. You know what I noticed, sister? Is that it has more body than regular milk. It kind of looks like carnation milk. Okay. Miller's Bio Farm. You shook it up, man. All right. Shake it like that. All right. We have raw cow's milk. Keep refrigerated. I'm going to put some of this on oats tomorrow. I ain't going to mess around with it. It looks like, it's thick like, it looks like eggnog almost, right?
Yeah, it's definitely supposed to be thick, yeah.
Man, this, you know what, sister, this tastes more like the milk that we used to drink growing up. You know, like back in the day when there were black and white TVs, right? Y'all remember that? I mean, unfortunately, we was poor. We were still looking at black and white, even when the good times was on. My father, listen, you don't got to worry about color. Just think about color, right? He says, listen, you know what color things is. Look around. But I remember back then we had black and white TVs, right? And and back then, sister, they used to bring the milk in glass bottles. You can get those delivered at certain times. They would come with the glass bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's hearty. It's like maybe you could make gallons and gallons of the pasteurized milk out of this one glass. I mean, you can make a gallon out of this. It's so thick. It's thick like eggnog. It's like, I have to describe it because, you know, it's delicious, sister. It's good. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. So you have butter, and you have two raw cheeses as well, and raw butter. So
yeah,
you have more to try.
Oh yeah. Believe it or not, I'm gonna put some of that. I'm gonna work it out with that, because that raw cheese, you know, I'm gonna scramble that up. And I'm going to have some beef bacon on the side. My mother gave me some beef bacon. You can pour it back in there. So we're going to have breakfast on. We have breakfast. Thanks to you, sister.
Just don't heat. Just don't heat the cheese, the butter, or the milk. Whatever you do, just don't heat it up.
Don't heat it. We talking about whipping that thing up with some eggs. Oh, yeah.
No, you don't want to heat it. No, raw dairy is that's what makes it so nutritious, is it's raw, it's living food. Once you heat it, then it becomes no good, it becomes unhealthy. That's the whole thing with the, you know, with the milk and the cheese and the butter, why it's so unhealthy, because it's heated. So when we eat it raw, we just leave it out to come to room temperature if you don't want it so cold. No, you eat it raw, that's when it's healthy. As soon as you add heat to it, it becomes unhealthy and it's no good for your heart.
Okay.
And things. Yeah, definitely have it on the side.
Well, yeah, okay, you know, just put a toothpick in it, it's all good. All right, thank you, sister. I'm going to place you on the hold. All right, bless you. Hey, that's what it's talking about, being a holy nation, right? Hey. As we talk about chosen for the truth, hey, you get cheese and raw milk. Hey, we getting ready for the wilderness, right? But she can't scramble those eggs with the cheese. I don't know, you know. We're gonna have to rethink that. All right, 214 area code 214.
Hello, Shalawam.
Shalawam.
I love listening to you, elders. I don't miss an episode.
Hold up, sister. I'm going to let you stay on. But let me tell y'all something, brothers and sisters. When I found out about beef bacon, I don't know why people ever could have eaten pork bacon. I went and got some beef bacon sliced thin. Man, let me tell you, you crisp that thing up. Beef bacon. A lot of you from down south, y'all don't know what that is. But I'm going to tell you, beef bacon is absolutely delicious. All right, go ahead, sister. The floor is yours.
Yes, my name is Delise. I'm calling from California. And I just wanted to, I know we're not talking about the Colt 45 thing right now, but I did want to share with you guys that my dad recently was diagnosed with this, and on Saturday went into the hospital. And so anyways, I just wanted to let you guys know something that really stood out. I'm sorry about the dogs. Every time I call you guys, they start barking. But when you guys did an episode about how they're bringing foreign doctors to our country to put our people down, I just wanted to let you know my experience with an Asian doctor in a hospital here in Los Angeles. So, of course, I wanted to talk to my dad's doctor about what's his treatment plan. And I had been doing some research about a drug called budesonide. And apparently Oxford University just validated it, said that it was it's a direct resolution to an upper respiratory problem. And this is what this virus is. It causes inflammation of the lungs. And so I asked her, I said, well, have you heard about budesonide? And this is what she basically told me, and it just brought me back to what you guys are telling us about our country bringing in these foreign doctors. She basically said that we're going to give your dad the standard level of treatment in this country. Now, if you're from our country, why are you stating this? This woman stated this three times. We're going to give him the standard level of treatment in this country, which is antibiotics and a steroid inhaler. And I said, okay, well, I was really adamant about budesonide. Oxford University just validated it. A doctor by the name of this doctor, Richard, he's been going around different religious programs and on another show called The High Wire. His name is Dr. Richard Bartlett, and he said it's on every pharmacy. It's cheap, but see, there's no money in giving our people budesonide. He's basically saying it's a silver bullet for when someone catches the COVID-45. And our doctors are refusing to basically treat the patients with that, and they're just going to continue to give people the standard level of care, which is another drug, dexamethasone, and that's it. And she told me three times, I'm going to give your dad the standard level of care in this country according to the CDC. Well, it's like, well, ma'am, 500,000 people have already, over 500,000 people have died with the standard level of care. And if there's another way or another treatment, can we explore that? And she basically denied it. I put it on social media. Another friend of mine's mom said that she was denied budesonide as well, but she recovered. And then the doctor went to ridicule me. She said, well, because my dad has COPD and he's had TB before, she said, well, if you care so much about his lungs, why didn't he get the vaccination? And I said, well, you would have to ask him that, because I was trying to be really careful with what I said. And then she said it again, and I said, well, frankly, ma'am, we don't feel comfortable with your vaccination, with this vaccination. And then she said, well, how are you going to trust what treatment I'm going to give your dad? And I said, I trust that you're going to give him the highest level of care. And I had to get off the phone with her, and I just wanted to share that. Then within the same hour, the famous Marvin Hagler, the boxer, died of complications of the vaccine. So I just wanted to share that with you all. Love the show.
Well, I would have to say on that allegedly, but what I did see out there was a tweet that was put out there on social media by Hitman Hearns, who said well before Hagler died that was just asking people to pray for Hagler, because he was on the tweet before Hagler died. It said that he was suffering complications after taking the shot. Now, whether or not that attributed to what happened is alleged, but you can put two and two together. All right. Two
and two. I know that's right.
It was four. All right. So I just pray for the family. And
thank you.
Yeah. And is your father okay before you go? Is he all right?
They've given him the drug they gave President Trump, that remdesivir, and which is kind of like an antibody treatment. They're giving him a breathing. They've got a breathing apparatus on him. It's really tough, but he's fighting. And we got up this morning, my sister and I, we prayed with him, and we're just trusting in the Most High and standing on God's promises right now.
Okay. Well, what's his name? We'll put out a prayer for him.
His name is Derek Kelly. Pray for my dad,
Derek
everyone.
Kelly.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bless you, sister.
Thank you
for the info. All right.
Okay.
All right. 985 area code going down the line. Then 985. Then we're going to 347.
Shalom. Elders and family.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Elder, I wanted to know if it was okay if I read a few scriptures. They're really short, but it just touched bases on everything I'm talking about.
Okay. We're going to give you 1 minute. Shoot.
All right. So the first one is John, the 6th chapter. Oh, I had it on my phone, but it went away. All right, well, I'm going to just go to what I have open. So I'm going to go to 2nd Ezra, the 16th chapter, starting at verse 40. And it says, O my people, hear my word, make you ready to the battle, and in those evils be even as pilgrims upon the earth. And I looked up the word pilgrims in the Strong's coordinates, and it says pilgrims means to celebrate, to feast, to observe. And I'm going to drop down to verse 53 of that, and it says, let not the sinner say that he had not sinned, for a higher shall burn coals of fire upon his head, which stayed before the Lord a higher and his glory, I have not sinned. Behold, the Lord knoweth all the works of men, their imaginations, their thoughts, and their hearts. And I'm going to drop down to verse 74, and it says, hear, O ye my beloved, saith the Lord. Behold, the days of trouble are at hand, but behold, are at hand, but I will deliver you from the same. Be ye not afraid, neither doubt, for a higher is your God. And the God of them who keep my commandments and precepts, saith the Lord Ahiah. Let not your sins weigh you down, and let not your iniquities lift up themselves. So with that being said, Elder, I want to say that being chosen to me is more of a privilege. That in John 6:44, when it says that when Yeshua said, nobody could come to me except the Father choose or draws them. So that's a privilege for the Most High that he has drawn all us to himself. And we ought to all be grateful just for that, because think of how many people are out there who are not being drawn to him right now. And so I just think that we all need to, like, during this week, meditate on that. And by that being said, always stay in a sense of repentance. Because nobody is without sin, so we constantly need to be in a state of repentance. And in closing,
well,
I just want to read.
No,
okay.
Sister, you ain't reading. That we thank you. You hit it home. I appreciate
right.
it.
All right.
Thank you.
I love y'all.
Right,
good night.
Thank you. All right. Some good stuff. 262 area code.
Shut up. Elder.
Hello. Hello, ain't no fight going on over there.
Hey, y'all. I feel like I hit the lottery.
How you doing?
Fine, how y'all doing? This is Lanessa Terry calling from Wisconsin. I just wanted to say y'all broadcast was awesome. Woo, it hit home. I felt like when you were singing Abraham, you know how you start off and you go, woo. That's how I feel about the broadcast. That's all I wanted to say. Shalom. And may the Most High
bless
you.
Hey, I tell you, the Most High say we are peculiar people. All right. Hey, you see, but she hit it. I'm going to tell you, all these different types of, I'm going to tell you, we have a different flavor, but it's everyone has their own unique spirit. You know, it's peculiar. 705. Let's go. 705. She's a James Brown on us. Right? Hey. I don't think she was prepared for me to take that call. She's telling somebody to, you know, the deep zone. 908 area code. 908.
Hello?
Yeah, you're live. The Gathering of Christ Church.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you. I'm calling because I'm just really struggling right now with my family members, like my sister, my only sister, only have one, and other friends who are just like, you know, falling into this victim of the vaccine, and they don't seem to see. And it upsets me because, like, almost every day I'm, like, crying because of it, because they're, like, scared and they're following what the science is telling them, even though science is sorcery, like you said. And even my husband, he's like, oh, well, all my brothers are doing it. And my brother's an engineer, and he's this and he's that. You don't know everything. You think you're so smart, you don't know everything. And I said, well, guess what? If you take the vaccine, you have to move out, because me and my daughters are not taking the vaccine. Okay?
There you go.
And he's so jealous of you guys. He said to me, are you really into those guys? You're always listening to them. It's like I only can listen to you guys when he's not around, because he's so into T.D. Jakes. And he heard you guys mention something negative about T.D. Jakes. Oh, they're talking about T.D. Jakes? How could he say this? How could he say that? You know, your mother was a Christian. You were a Christian. I said, well, when you know better, you do better. So I just almost feel like I'm, like, all alone with this, because so many of my friends and families are just, like, constant, like, I don't care what I show them. They debunk it. They debunk it. They debunk it. And even though everyone is saying, oh, well, this is not really the mark of the beast, I feel like it is. And I'm a teacher. And they're trying to push teachers. So I'm like, you know, do I try to say, oh, I may consider the vaccine? Or do I tell them the truth? I'm not getting the vaccine. Like, which one puts me at the target? And to be honest with you, I already feel like I'm a target, because I've been following you guys through this entire pandemic. I haven't got any of my income tax returns, and they gave me petty excuses about it. And I don't care about the money. I'd rather have my life, and I'd rather have a higher. But I want my family to be safe, and I want my children to be safe. And I don't want to lose my husband, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you're going through the ringer right now. How old are you, sister?
I don't mean to be vain. I look about 30, but I'm not 30.
Okay, well, you look around 30. That's good.
Can I just tell you something? I can't be too much older than you, because you was up here talking about all of this stuff about how Vivian Fox was your, like, heartthrob. I'm like, what? I said, you got to be up there. And then you were saying some other stuff earlier today, and I was like, well, he look young, but he can't be as young as he looks.
Oh,
so I don't know. How
you.
Old are you? Because it sounds like, you know,
old.
We've been neck and neck with some of these experiences you're talking about.
I don't know about that. I say that Vivica Fox was a heartthrob. She wasn't. I didn't say she was my heartthrob.
Oh,
I
thought you did.
Let's straighten that out. Let's straighten that right. Let's straighten that out like a line right now. But let's talk about it, right? Number one, if your husband be pleased to dwell with you. Matter of fact,
I'm sorry,
say
it again.
You have a Bible.
I read the Bible,
yeah.
But he, to be
I'm
honest with
you,
he told me before
we
got married that I brought him to the Most High.
Sister, let's not talk about him. Let's talk about you. Do you have a Bible?
Of course.
Okay, because it really comes down to you. right? Because you're the one who could see.
Yeah.
So let's read this Bible concerning you. Let's read it.
Yes, sir. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Let me get it here. Verse number 12.
Read it.
But to the rest speak I, not the Lord.
Come on.
If any brother hath a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away.
So if a man have a wife who believe not, the Bible says don't put him away, right?
Mm-hmm. Jumping back to verse 10. And to the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord. Let not the wife depart from her husband.
Let not the wife depart from her husband.
All right, jumping back to 13. And the woman which hath an husband that believeth not.
And if you have a husband that believeth not, sister, that sounds like he's talking about you, right?
And if he be pleased to dwell with her.
He still love you, read.
Let her not leave him.
Let her not leave him, read.
For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife.
The unbelieving husband is cleansed by your prayer, read.
And the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband,
read.
Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy.
So it's your prayer that's covering your family. Now, you're in a more peculiar, you know, precarious, more so is the word, situation here, because you can't have nobody, no walking diseases up around you without being infected or affected. The Bible tell you that if one leave, let them leave, because they're not, you're not in bondage in such cases. If they leave, following the devil, okay? Now, but I would never suggest that someone, you know, leave their husband or wife, okay? So the Bible even says, y'all pray. Even if y'all decide to separate for a time and come back, let Satan come in to, you know, to tempt the flesh for your incontinency. So y'all have to decide, if y'all not going to be on the same page, y'all got to talk about what it means to be apart until y'all get on the same page if necessary. Then Christ lays down the hammer when he says in Matthew the 8th chapter, when he says, follow me and let the dead bury
the dead.
That's the guillotine right there. First of all, if someone wants to be dead, that's their decision. Okay, it's not mine. You're not going to influence me or infect or affect me. So you have some serious, what you do have, sister, you do have some serious decisions to make. But if you can't make these decisions strictly, it seems like you're running a lot of things through your emotion, which is natural, but you really have to stand on the Most High and try to find another way that will have your husband understand. Okay. Right now, you both are on either side of the line, not budging. So y'all, it's like friction with no one yielding. And that could be, you know, a combination of things, even outside of this decision. When two people are together and love each other, even when they are against each other, there's a mutual ground y'all can come to that would lead to some level of compromise. Like, so it's probably other things that he has a problem with, and because of that, he's not listening to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
A man can be stubborn. So you have to use your woman's charm and gifts that you have as a woman to get the outcome you want from your husband. You can't do it this way, because I'm sure there's other issues that he'll talk about outside of whether or not there's a vaccine.
With some things that you have, I'm sorry, some things you have mentioned.
I'm just saying. Yeah,
some things that you have mentioned, for example, I have my Master's of Science in Education. I am a teacher. He doesn't have his degrees like that, but that doesn't affect my feelings for him. But sometimes I feel he's intimidated in that way. But I'm always there to catch him if he falls and to support him. So that's the only other thing I can see, because he'll always say, well, you think you know everything. And it's only because I do research and I seek the truth, and I also seek the Almighty's face. So he never read the Bible even before he met me. I read the Bible since I was eight years old.
Sister, but here lies the true issue, right? Because, okay, you're all this. Where do he have a space to be the man of the house?
I let him, and I allow him,
no, listen, I fall back.
See, but
this is what I'm saying, sister. Listen, you let him. That means you're in charge.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Right? No, listen, sister, I know. But if I'm letting someone, that means I have the power to let or not let.
Because
so, sister,
I don't want him
to
feel,
realize,
and I don't want him to feel the way you have been saying that men feel.
Sister, listen to me, though, because if we talk the same time, we won't come to a resolution. You ask for an answer, and I'm about to give it to you.
Okay.
You have to give him space, even if he make error, to feel like a man. Listen to what I'm saying. Not to feel, to be the man. Listen, if another man is talking online, I don't care how much truth he's talking, and he has more influence on my wife than me, then that's her husband.
I think
so
that is
don't
the
worry.
Problem.
Yes, sister, but you keep in mind, your degrees, they're good for your job. But you got to pack all that stuff up and leave it at the job. And when you come home, you are a submissive wife. Nothing else.
That's what I try to do.
I'm saying, no, you can't try to do it, because that submissive wife is going to have her husband do everything she wants him to do, because he'll love doing it for her. And it'll be what you'll get more than just him not complying to a vaccine. You have to give him space to be that man, and you'll get everything you want. Believe me. All right.
Okay.
Thank you
so much. I just want to add a little humor before we end this conversation. Okay. I always hear the girl talking about the raw milk. I always hear about sunshine. How they get through all the time and I don't. I just thought it was a little funny. I said, sunshine always get through. I said, what connection she got? And this raw milk girl, I've been hearing her. I said, but I can't never get through.
Well, sunshine have speed dial. You know what I mean? I believe she'd be, soon as it starts, she'd be like this with her cell phone, like waiting. Well, thank you. All right. Bless you.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate your feedback. Appreciate it. Shalom.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what, sister? You have the gift. You have the power with the understanding to actually use those submissive scriptures to your benefit. Believe me. There's nothing more powerful in this earth outside of the truth than a woman.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It makes me feel better. I've been shedding a lot of tears because of my sister and my niece and family members,
yeah.
You know, aunt telling me,
yeah.
Oh, you can't come to my house unless you get the vaccine. And we've been going there every summer before the COVID. And it's just really been making me, you know, sad about that, because
yeah.
I'm not going to submit. I'm not going to do it.
All right.
And I'm a teacher, and I'll be a blogger before I have to submit.
All right. Well, sister, hey. You know what I mean? You can catch bees with honey. All right?
Yes. And I want to be part of you guys' academy, because one of my friends has been part of your academy since you guys first started. But it's because of my husband is the only reason why I haven't been able to do that. And she's been praying about that for me as well.
Sister, well, listen, you have the power. That's all I have to say. You have the power to be a submissive wife, to where you and your husband, I've had these conversations before, and come to find out the husband comes around and be more into it than the wife he was fighting with initially.
That's right.
That would be a blessing. That would be a blessing.
But sister, you're going to have to humble yourself to him all the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much. God bless.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. Shalom.
Bless.
Praises
Shalom.
To Ahaya. Amen.
All praises to Ahaya.
Thank you.
By Hashem Yeshaya. You're welcome. Okay, I can only take two or three more calls because I have to get up early. Let's see. All right, let's see 718.
Shalom, brothers.
Shalom.
Such a pleasure to talk to you guys. My name is Shakir. I'm from the Bronx. My father put me on. His name is Lasimba Nicholson. I just want to shout him out if he's listening. What's up, Dad? me and my Isha is here listening to you guys, and we've been really edified by what you guys have been teaching so far. And just everything. We're catching up as far as much as we can because you guys have so much material over the years. We honestly, we're young. I'm 28 and she's 23, newly married. Been in this walk for a little bit over a year. Me personally, I went through a demonic possession from Baal. Just as a really.
Who in the back laughing? You know, what's going on there?
We that's my Isha.
Shalom.
Hi, Shalom. Shalom.
Yes. She knows the story. You know, I told
my
testimony.
What is she laughing about?
God.
What is she laughing about?
Because he always does
this. Yeah. I get around to telling my testimony just straight up. You know, as I said, you know, I got. I'm in...
Okay. So she's laughing about your demonic possession. What's going on? What's happening?
I
mean,
know, right?
He's going to lead with, yeah, I'm legion.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was Baal. He, you know, he put me through the work, but I gave my life up to Christ in my last minute.
Okay, but I'm sure brothers and sisters would like to get some more in-depth detail on.
Absolutely.
Okay, shoot.
Absolutely. Well, basically, I'm from the South Bronx. Out here, you know, in my generation, we lost, man. This generation is completely lost, to be honest with you. Out here in the Bronx, there's a lot of brujas and there's a lot of witches and warlocks in the Hispanic community. I grew up around a lot of that. And I was smoking, drinking, a lot of things that I feel will open up a lot of demonic portals in my life. Anger. So all of those things eventually led me to a place where I was just susceptible to this demonic spirit. Apparently it was after me for a long time.
Okay.
And then about the time I was 27, I believe, it finally manifested October 23rd, 2019.
How did it manifest? Let's get to the short of it. What was the manifestation?
So what happened was October 19th, I started having these episodes where I thought it was anxiety attacks. I thought it was something wrong with me physically, but I went to the doctor. They told me there was nothing wrong with me. I could go home and take an Advil. But I ended up...
Yeah, you've heard of those things before, right?
Yeah, you can't trust these doctors.
Yeah, Yurok was telling me about this overseas where there was a scenario where a brother thought that stuff was wrong with him in certain instances, and Yurok was telling him, no, it's all in your mind. And
yeah.
When the guy went to the hospital, even though he imagined all these things, the brother went to the hospital and the doctor told him, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you.
Yeah, man.
So
there was something
I
just
what you're talking about. So,
but to jump straight into it, like I ended up being so possessed.
You got possessed. What do you mean you got possessed? Talk to me. What was that?
I mean, I was contorting. I was shaking. How's this word? Uncontrollably in the shower for like over 8 hours. There was like.
Yeah,
doors
yeah,
flying open and closed, the mirror. I remember I was in the shower. I said, who are you? Who are you? And then I started shaking and, you know, like a movie. It was like a movie, honestly, like The Exorcist. And then just like, bow, bow. And then I jumped up out of the shower. My hair was in a ponytail. My hair started to get pulled out of the ponytail into the shape of like horns. I seen the face of like this Baphomet goat-like creature like come out of the towel rack with like whatever was hanging in the towel rack. My mom had to anoint me in oil and all types of crazy stuff, and I was throwing the Bible. I stripped myself naked, pissing on the floor.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's
all
let's,
types of
let's,
yeah
let's,
that kind
let's,
of crazy.
I didn't want this much detail, brother. I'm glad
yeah,
you've seen the light.
Yeah,
you're cleansed now.
what happened was I ended up.
I asked for detail, but man, you going down a dark place right
me,
now.
Brother, you asked me. I didn't want to leave y'all, you know, without it.
Man, listen,
but
when your hair went
was,
out of the ponytail by itself and went to horns, I was out of it. I was phasing out of that.
That was a lot.
Okay.
But what I ended up doing was my mom ended up having me read out of the Psalms, and I was that kind of encouraged me. So before I laid in my bed and I pretty much died, to be straightforward with you,
all right.
I yelled out to
Check
Christ.
It out.
I told him
your name.
My soul.
Let me have your name real quick.
Oh, my name is Shakir King from the South Bronx.
Okay. We're going to break down your number. We have to deal with a baptism. You ready to get baptized?
Oh, I would love to get baptized. The first time I got baptized was my mom. It was in the name of JC.
Okay.
But
okay, don't worry about it. I got you. 718 area code, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But I had a question for you. The reason that I actually called, it was kind of off topic.
No, let's save your question for last because we only got a few more things. Who is that person? Who was that laughing? Just who's that? Your girlfriend?
That is my wife. That's my Isha, Amaya.
Okay, and she has. Oh yeah. You told me earlier. All right, and you've shared this story with her before, correct? Yes.
Yeah, she's a part of this testimony. Me and her and my mother are walking in this faith
now. No, brother, just do me a favor. Don't. I understand you like giving detail. Just answer my question. You've shared that question with her. You've shared that experience with her, yes?
Yes.
Was she with you when that experience happened?
Yes.
Okay. And she think that's funny?
No, that's not specifically what she was laughing at, but she could speak for herself if you want her to.
Oh, no, I don't. So let me ask you. So, well, don't worry about it. I have your phone number. We'll talk one-on-one, okay? Because
that would be a blessing.
It's going to be good. It's great that you've called, brother. I'm going to talk to you, and we have a great church out there in New York. So get ready.
I'm ready.
That's it. Okay.
Man.
Shakur. All right.
Appreciate
my brother. Bless you. Appreciate you. All right. All righty then. 985 area code. I'm sorry, Sunshine, I couldn't get with you today. I couldn't get yours today because I know you probably got it written down. But the next time we're on, you can start with your bullet points from today and work your way for the next broadcast. 985 area code. Let's talk. Nothing there. I may be forced to bring Sunshine on. I wanted to give somebody else an opportunity. 404 area code.
Hello.
404 area code. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Hey, Elder. My name is Victoria, and I'm from Atlanta. And I'm going to be very brief. I just wanted to go back to the overall topic. And I just wanted to say, like, when I realized that I was chosen, like, when I started listening to you guys back in 2012, it kind of helped me guide everything that I do in life. And a lot of things that used to stress me out or depress me or cause me to, like, you know, like, that would confuse me in the past about, like, just what's going on in general in society. Like why Black people are being attacked or, you know, racism, where that comes from or just anything, like anything that I was dealing with in life. Once I started learning about this truth, it just kind of gave me the answers for everything on a bigger scale and all the way down to like the smallest things, like about just changes I made in myself. And earlier in the broadcast, you mentioned something about, you know, just setting small goals for yourself and trying to reach those goals in the Most High, and it will make you, you know, I guess, live a better life. And that's currently what I'm doing now, and I can, like, attest to that. So I can definitely say that's true. So thank you so much for everything. that you've taught me over the years, and I'm so happy to be a part of this this church. So thank you.
Well, Sister A, it's a blessing that you being a part of this church, and it's about enduring into the end. Christ says, ye that endure into the end, the same shall be, ye that endure to the end, the same shall be saved, and many are called, but few are chosen. See, that's the whole thing. A lot of people believe that being called and awakened and understand we Israel, think that that's a automatic ticket to the kingdom. No. That's step one. You've awakened. Now is to endure. Pick up your cross daily and follow Christ all the way to the finish line. I've seen so many people with a lot of energy only to be what? Turned back. And it's usually based on their own desires or not understanding what this fully is. At the end of the day, I can only do what I'm doing. But it's upon you to build to a degree that you're strong enough to carry yourself over the finish line. And I've seen people, I've seen people that I've never had an offense with or never, and they would go back into the world and then they'll just hate my guts. I didn't have an argument, interaction, nah. But what it is I just kept going. So what people have to do is to justify where they are, standing still, stagnant. They have to now think in their mind or convince themselves that everything they learned from us or me personally is a lie. If they could now consolidate that into, well, it's that guy. It has nothing to do with God or Christ like I thought. They can easily walk away and think they're not accountable to what that guy is teaching.
Right.
So it's really about enduring into the end, right?
So right.
I'm going to tell you, just like the brother was mentioning all these different dynamics of spirits that attack and all that, he was just saying it outwardly, how these spirits actually operate that you can see from the outside. And that's what I wanted to focus on when he says the hair started changing and all this stuff. But it's even worse, the spiritual demonic possession that's unseen, that come out in character flaws and how we interact with each other negatively. And that's what I wanted to highlight before I go, because that's why I didn't want them to go too far, because these spirits will have you doing all types of stuff. Cutting yourself, doing all types of stuff. And who's telling, you know, where that road was going? But the more wicked and evil spirits are the ones that are not seen. The Most High had enough grace so that what he was dealing with was showing forth itself automatically. Help was needed immediately for what was going on. Because what? It was clearly seen that the brother had a demonic possession. But it's more worse. It's worse than when people have the demonic possession but are able to interact naturally as if nothing is wrong. These are the people that are always, complaining, backbiting, always trying to cause conflict, confrontational. But then when it's aimed towards fixing it or getting to the bottom of it, they go dormant and act normal as if they're not starting anything. Those are the dangerous ones. So when it comes to goals and all that, like you're mentioning, sister, it really comes down to our behaviors, right? But that's a whole other conversation. I don't want to really go into what I'm going to talk about this weekend. So, all right. Well, thank you, sister.
Right.
Thank you for your testimony and thank you for your endurance. And it's about enduring. At the end of the day, I don't care what any man does to me or what anyone may feel about me. I know at the end of the day, I'm not going to stop based on any man or woman. Why? Because no one in this earth that I'm running into that is giving out crowns.
Right.
I'm working for this kingdom. I know this kingdom to be true, and I know who called me to this work. And that's the mistake brothers and sisters make. They put more trust in people. When people disappoint, they now have an excuse to claim that it never was the truth because they didn't believe in the first place. They didn't believe. Their true belief was what was they were being enthralled or they were impressed by a good speaker, by someone who could actually, you know, orate or go into the scriptures, or they were more so impressed than believing in the first begotten of the Father. So it's about enduring. Sometimes you can look at someone's gifts and be impressed and confuse that with belief. Okay, like, man, they go through scriptures. Everything I'm thinking, they're hitting this, that, and the other. Guess what? It's not us. It's him.
Right.
Thanks, sister. Bless you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
So I guess, thank you, sister. And it's good to hear sisters holding on.
I don't know if you can hear me. I can't hear you, but I'll just say hi. I'm just so excited. I can't hear you, but I'll just speak just in case you can hear me. I'm so excited. Oh, Elder, bless you. Praise the Most High. I was just thinking to look at the media setup concerning Nick Cannon. It is a clear fiasco. The question is why it becomes so offensive for the rabbi when someone says he isn't a Jew. If, you know, truthful, the rabbi would admit his people's conversion rather than claim a position, our position, that doesn't belong to his people. But the offense seemed to be more than our people stating that he's not a Jew. More so the offense is that he and his people are being uncovered and all in the darkness will come to light. So the dagger to a so-called rabbi's heart or his people's heart doesn't lie in the comment that he is not a Jew. The problem they're having is that they're not the chosen people. And by our power, what was hidden for years that they knew would eventually come to light is coming to light. And after experiencing all that we've experienced where they have owned these black bodies that have been on the slave ships, the very common decency would be to tell us that we are the people. So now that our God has awakened us, when many a day the converts could have chosen to do what was right and they didn't, it's because they're in a borrowed position or maybe in a borrowed position, they feel grieved just to look upon us because just by our existence, knowing our true position according to Ahaya and us operating in righteousness, we make them feel perhaps inauthentic and esteemed as counterfeit. So the whole uproar from Nick Cannon to the jab is all about stopping us from what it is the Gentiles who have always conspired against us always knew, and that's that we are prophesied to become more as long as we operate in righteousness. So they're doing all this to prevent the day when our black men, the flock of the Most High's pasture, will become, after being tried like gold in the fire, the sons of the living God. And the Gentiles always knew that our power never forsook us for the promise to the remnant of Israel because he delighted in our fathers. Exactly like you said, elders, they remember that their subservience under us and the times we were the princes on horses. And because of that, you know, when we fell, like Paul was talking about, the Gentiles got rich and they did not want to give up our position. They did not want to give up our horses. You know, though the times of the Gentiles will soon be to come in. So I praise the Most High for this opportunity to be obedient and to be a light unto the world and to set this upside down world aright as we start first with ourselves. And me as a woman, and I'm so grateful for it's a wonderful thing to be humble and a servant unto my husband, and then our children, our families, our neighbors and friends, the black and brown communities, and also to the Gentiles who desire our kingdom or are called by the Most High's name. And through that wonderful sacrifice that is Christ, our Yeshua, by grace of the Most High, we through baptism receive the Holy Spirit who guides us to know what the Most High is pleased with. So I'm so grateful for the gift, and I'm so grateful for Christ, who is the door that will lead us to the kingdom of heaven. And I'm so excited, Elder, for the Passover. Oh, bless you, Shalom. I'm so excited. I don't know if you can hear me, but I said it anyway because I'm so happy. Shalom. Oh.